right, let's bring the music down very quickly. I don't want to waste my time with Dane Wigington here. Welcome back, man. And there was a question that occurred to me over the break, Dane. What's the most frightening response you've ever gotten from somebody? I mean, more to the point, I was mentioning, you know, wigging people out, seeing as you're Dane Wigington. Has anybody actually ever, like, really freaked out when you've told them this and kind of gone into the fetal position and whatnot?
I've never had anything like that happen, but certainly there are those that I think carry it into a position where they're so threatened by this that we've had emails from individuals that seem to be convinced they can intimidate you out of your position on trying to disclose this issue. So we've had people carry it that far, yes, with emails that were of a threatening connotation. And that's the same kind of reaction you described, Vinny, carried to a greater extreme, you know, where people feel somehow they have to shut you up because it's just simply too frightening to them. They don't want to face this reality. And again, I encourage anybody on anything that I say, please research it. Please don't believe what I'm saying. Rather look into it yourself. And, you know, I don't have any conclusions that aren't based on solid and verifiable data. So I encourage any to follow up on anything that I say.
Well, see, and that's the real terrifying things, is that when somebody tells you something that is frightening and the facts confirm it, that it becomes inescapable. And I don't know about you, but I think that there is a massive fear paradigm that's all throughout the mainstream media, and there's a, shall we say, a counter fear paradigm in the alternative media, and I'm really concerned that people will, instead of thinking, which would be the one thing that would save their lives, would instead be terrified.
That is a problem, and you know, I do take that into account. I have a thick skin, and you know, this is something I just do as a matter of fact because it needs to be done. But the bottom line is, if people turn their fear into motivation to make a difference, if these programs could be stopped and the planet allowed to respond on its own, as it should have been allowed to do the last 60-plus years these programs have been going on, we would be in exponentially better condition. But again, the power structure only knows how to do what it's geared to do. And that's, if something incredibly insane is being conducted that causes damage, you hide it by increasing the scale of those programs. That's all they understand how to do. And our goal in raising awareness to this, Vinny, is if everyone knew, if we reach critical mass on awareness, and people ask, well, where do we go from there? If we could reach critical mass of awareness, that by itself should set the dominoes in motion to probably bring these programs to a halt. Because if the military people and the other private contractors who are engaged in these programs, if their family and their friends realize what they're involved with, that this is in fact poisoning every breath they take along with the rest of us, then we would hope and believe that these programs would erode from the inside out, and those at the top who know the full ramifications will be left standing all alone. And the fact these programs are going on, as you pointed out earlier in the show, showing the two different contrails, we have video now. I mean, there's incredible video that has been sent and posted on YouTube. I mean, close-up, really irrefutable video of planes dispersing. The nozzles are visible. The on and off is visible. I mean, there's absolutely no question what they're doing. I mean, that's, you couldn't have stronger proof. And we know the metal's there. We know it matches these programs. We know these programs are going on. And there's really no denying this is happening. But the fact that they have triggered things that can't be hidden much longer will help to bring these programs to light, even though these events they've triggered are cataclysmic in and of themselves. If there's a silver lining, and there is, it will bring this to a light. They cannot hide it much longer. So, you know, that's the part people have to remember. We'll help convince others soon enough.
Now, you mentioned critical mass, and a lot of people mentioned this, but they think incorrectly, I believe, that critical mass is a majority. In my opinion, and again, lessons through history, critical mass is usually only less than 5%.
It's in anywhere that range. There are studies
anywhere
on
between 1 and 5%. That's 1 out of 100 to 1 in 20 people knowing about something and doing something about it specifically, because it's all very well to know that the stuff is going on, but if you're doing nothing about it,
Exactly right. You're exactly right. It is a percentage in the range that you speak of, where once that percentage is reached, then the awareness takes off exponentially. And there are various theories as to why that happens, but that is a simple fact, and you state that absolutely correctly. And on the reach,
I can before you continue, I can actually respond to why that happens. It's actually a phenomenon that's noticed in African herd animals. When a predator is approaching, approximately 6% of the herd becomes aware of the predator, and then the rest of the herd suddenly instantly becomes aware, sort of like 100th monkey syndrome.
It is. I mean, those are factors that are cited, but the intricacies of those factors are still being explored as to, you know, why that chain reaction suddenly occurs. But if people understood some math on this, that if a person made it his mission to make two other people aware on the first day of a month, and those two the next day made two others aware each, if that continued for a month, 5.5 million people would be aware. Now, people think my math is wrong. It's not. If you take the beginning of a 30-day stretch and you double your figure every day for 30 days, it reaches 5.5 million at the end of 30 days. And so it's an exponential equation. If people just use their angst for energy and motivation to get up and get the word out, and it's simply, there is no other choice. Vinny, we're on the edge of the plank. There's nowhere else to step. You know, we can turn and stand and make our voice heard and fight back against these programs, or we can just roll off the end of the plank, because that's where we're at.
And may I give a recommendation? In New Zealand, anyway, I know this is the case, talk radio. When you call into talk radio, the government gets sent a transcript of that talk radio broadcast. If a particular politician's name is mentioned, it gets sent directly to their office, transcribed right off the archives. And not to mention, it is free airtime to anybody who chooses to use it. Imagine for a moment that you were listening to, I don't know, Fox Radio or whatever you got there, and caller after caller was coming in and chiming in about chemtrails and geoengineering. It wouldn't actually take that much of a coordination, just 10 people call in one after the other talking about the same thing, to have massive radio coverage to an issue that ordinarily would be censored entirely.
That's a great tack. That's a great tack. You know, and the more of those mechanisms we exploit, the better off we'll be, because time is not on our side in this equation. Geoengineering needs to stop immediately, or we are lessening our odds by the day. And again, back to the mechanisms that have been triggered, just a couple other points so that people understand that the true major causal factors of, for example, Arctic ice disappearance. Now, again, I don't want to go into I'm not trying to get into a global warming argument with anybody. The bottom line is, if we can stop geoengineering, then we can fight about the climate. Everybody agrees geoengineering should be stopped. Nobody wants to be sprayed like a lab rat. But they have triggered major and cataclysmic events that they now are trying to spray even more to try to cover up. Arctic ice melt is one. People have heard that, well, the ice is growing in Antarctica and so forth. So that's only one small ice shelf that they're using as a ploy to distract people from what's really happening. The Arctic ice almost completely imploded this year. Try to get your arms around this, Vinny. Near the end of the melt, or most of the melt season, Arctic ice was being lost at the rate of 100,000 square kilometers a day. At the end of the melt season, it was 130,000 square kilometers a day. Now, again, back to geoengineering. How does geoengineering relate to this? Because we're not about Al Gore here. Geoengineering, because it alters wind patterns and shreds the ozone layer, and there is a massive northern hemisphere ozone hole now matching almost in degree the southern hemisphere hole we've all heard about. They're trying to hide this desperately. Geoengineering absolutely can only be seen as the major causal factor. The particulates cause a chlorine molecule reaction in the atmosphere, which shreds ozone. We see this. It's literally burning the bark off of trees in the northern hemisphere. It's that bad up here. So that causes more of the sun's thermal energy to penetrate. The geoengineering alters wind currents, which in turn alters ocean currents. Now you have warm Atlantic water being delivered straight to the Arctic. That thaws methane. more of the sun's thermal energy is penetrating because of the lack of ozone. That melts the ice cap. And to put this in perspective, and people think, well, maybe this is some natural cycle. You know what? Mathematically, it's an impossibility. The ice cap in the Arctic has not been ice-free for at least 3 million years and probably as much as 13 million years. The mathematical odds of it happening right now in perfect lockstep with these programs going on are nil. So, I mean, these guys have, again, triggered mechanisms that are putting all life on Earth at risk, and they can't hide this much longer, and people should raise awareness while we can before they try to come out and spin geoengineering as some save-all plan, like just like Gore's carbon credits, as a cure for this problem that we now face. When geoengineering is anything but a cure, it's a curse, the curse that is the biggest causal factor of this happening in the first place. So people should educate themselves as fast as they can, help get the word out as fast as they can, so that we are ahead of this disinformation spin that's coming as soon as the 28th of this month on the Weather Channel, when they're starting their Hacking the Planet series, where they'll try to spin this climate modification in some manner, I'm sure.
Well, and the other element that I was thinking of is environmental groups as well, because if you're really concerned about the environment and you're ignoring geoengineering, I think that whatever other environmental issues that you're basing your activism on is irrelevant by comparison. Don't you think?
I absolutely could not agree with you more on that. That is completely true. What you state there is so clear for anybody who looks at this logically. I have met with the head of Sierra Club for Northern California, and I all these environmental groups are failing horribly to deal with what really matters. It's like they're sweeping the sidewalk or mowing the lawn while the house is literally burning down. And so I met with this head of the Sierra Club, and I've talked to him several times about this issue, passed on data, DVDs for free, and they simply will not leave their comfort zones. And this is where the quote-unquote environmental groups are at this point doing far more damage than any good they think they're doing, because they're leading their members to believe that they are addressing the most important issues when they are virtually ignoring the most important issue. So you're 100% yeah. Right.
Well, look at it this way. What kills more humans? Massive quantitative contamination of the entire atmosphere and rapid climate shift brought about by these geoengineering programs, or whales?
Well, in regard to the whales, okay, that's another issue we can drag into this. There was a study done, testing of 1,000 whales from the most remote regions of the globe, and they, at the last minute, inadvertently decided to test for inorganics. And what did they find? These whales are packed full of aluminum. Now, how did that happen? I mean, it's clearly can only be a result of geoengineering, and still they ignore the elephant in the room. We have a response from Greenpeace Canada, the head of Greenpeace Canada. We just got, and this will be in an article that we post on geoengineeringwatch.org soon. Flat out denying any existence of geoengineering, making clear that they are not going to address that issue, and more or less, please leave us alone. And Greenpeace, I think, has made similar statements, and we're right now we're trying to form a separate site that will be sending a very carefully crafted letter to the heads of these organizations to deliver data to them so that they cannot claim they did not know, and to give notice that we will publicize the fact that they have been notified and are still refusing to address this issue, so that the whole world can see that they are choosing to ram their head between their legs and ignore by far the most dire issue. We want the public to know that that's the tack they are taking.
Yeah, and I've just sent you a picture as well to your email there, Dane, as a little Greenpeace logo that we came up. It's Greenpeace, spelled P-I-E-C-E, and it's got flies on it.
Yeah, it's appropriate. It is. I mean, at this point, they're doing way more harm than good. And same with independent media in a lot of cases, Vinny. I mean, we have tried repeatedly with the world's largest independent news show, Democracy Now!, with Amy Goodwin. She will not look at this issue. She's receiving funding now from the Ford Foundation, as we understand it, and she will not. She won't touch this issue. And again, there with people who support her show, and again, that's the largest independent news program out there, I believe. They believe they're being told the whole truth, when in fact the most dire truth is being hidden from view. So, in my mind, in so doing, such people and such groups are doing far more harm than any good they think they're doing.
You know, Stefan Molyneux from Free Domain Radio sent me a video this morning, and I normally don't watch videos, but I did watch this one. And he was talking about word replacement therapy, because some words sound better than others, even though they mean the same thing. Like, for example, public school sounds a lot better than forced indoctrination program. Democracy sounds a lot better than mob rule, even though these words mean the exact same thing. So if you're having a look at Democracy Now!, it means mob rule now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, the real meaning behind such terms becomes apparent at some point. But with this issue, again, to briefly outline the major effects, every breath we take is laden with these materials, period. Shredded ozone layer, completely thwarted hydrological cycle. I know in New Zealand, I mean, you guys are experiencing drought, from what I understand, in various regions, and people need to understand the geoengineering particulates. And this is very straightforward science, absolutely not disputed with any scientific report. When you saturate the atmosphere with particulates, you diminish and disperse rain. There's too many condensation nuclei, so the rain does not combine, the drops don't combine and fall, but they adhere to these particulates and migrate onward. We see this on the Pacific West Coast, where just today, they storms that would have dropped 3, 4, 5 inches here dropped a quarter of an inch, because they're spraying and saturating the atmosphere so heavily that it just migrates that moisture onward. It blocks the sun, so it blocks evaporation. Now we see in the farm regions of the U.S., that are being horrifically droughted out, the independent farmers being droughted literally right off their land. We know this is being caused by geoengineering, because we have satellite data imagery we post on geoengineeringwatch.org all the time of the blanket spraying of the entire eastern Pacific. That's shutting off the hydrological cycle, cuts off the moisture. Now we have big multinational corps snapping up the land that now, in many cases, will only grow Monsanto's drought-resistant, aluminum-resistant seeds. And so we have a very simple scenario playing out, that in addition to the military strategies and the power strategies of these programs, they have the disaster capitalists like Monsanto that are riding on the coattails, and you know, the buzzards feeding on the carcass. And but in the end, as these guys sink the entire ship, there's not going to be anything left to salvage. And that's what people need to understand. If they continue these programs, we're not going to have much to care about.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but I've seen a lot of disaster movies where the world ends and things of that nature, to the point where I probably become desensitized to the idea of the end of the world, and when it was actually coming at me, I'd probably do nothing about it. I wonder if that's happening to other people as well. We'll be right back after the break with Dane at Wigginton, geoengineeringwatch.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Dane Wigginton, and we're talking about everybody getting exterminated by chemtrails. Oh, yeah. I have this really great, great concern that people's trust in anything that's established is inherently dangerous. You know, I don't know about you, Dane, but I'm not a joiner. I'm a creator. I don't like to join things. What about you?
I'm the same. Yes, we operate very independently at Geoengineering Watch, and work with Michael Murphy, Yvonne Noctegal, Mauro Oliveira. There's four of us, and we've kept that independence for that reason. And at this point, that trust should be non-existent in the establishment. We know far too much to have any degree of trust in them at all. And the walls are truly closing in from a lot of different directions. I mean, there's so many things people could concern themselves with in today's massive chaos. There's no arguing that. But, again, I make the argument, if you can't walk out the door and breathe without sucking in a lung full of heavy metal, you have a problem. If the atmosphere won't support life on Earth, we have a problem. If the soil's waters are also contaminated, the ozone layer shredded, the hydrological cycle disrupted. I mean, there's nothing not being harmed by these programs, Vinny. And one other aspect, a lot of people are concerned, of course, rightfully so, about the whole smart meter thing in the continental U.S. I'm not sure where else they might be applying this technology, but all the signals were exposed.
Everywhere. The whole freaking planet.
Okay, so on that note, and we will be posting, many people have heard of Will Thomas. He's one of the pioneers in the attempt to expose geoengineering. He's communicating with us at Geoengineering Watch. He's back in the saddle on this issue. He's been fighting the smart meter issue. He's an extremely accomplished journalist, and we'll be posting data from him, and this is in conjunction with research we've been given from German and Norwegian researchers that tie these issues together, and they should be tied together because our bodies are now saturated with conductive metal particulates. That is an absolute fact. And now that makes us more susceptible, much more susceptible, to damage at a cellular level from these signals. So, again, you put two and two, you don't end up with four. You end up with much, much more. And it's the same with synergistic toxicity, another term that most people are not familiar with. And we got studies on, we all have mercury in us. I don't think anyone would deny that. I mean, we know we all have mercury in us from the fossil fuel burning. And now we have aluminum in us. And these studies showed that if you combine enough mercury to kill 1 in 100 rats with enough aluminum to kill 1 in 100 rats, all the rats die. Toxicity is increased by 10,000%. So, again, there are many more ramifications to the spraying than meets the eye. Yes, it's destroying the ozone layer. Yes, it's decimating the global climate structure. Yes, it's helping to destroy the ice cap, which releases methane. It's toxifying everything. I mean, but now you have all these signals that we're exposed to now made much, much worse because our bodies are being saturated with these conductive metals. So, again, it's hard to get your arms around all of this, but that being said, if everyone picked up the torch and helped us to expose this issue, given the climate mechanisms that are going to help expose it also, we would have this out into the light of the day in a very short period, Vinny, and that's what has to happen.
Indeed. And we keep reiterating this point because repetition works. Don't misunderstand, ladies and gentlemen. Just because we're repeating that this needs to happen, that it needs to be exposed, doesn't mean that we don't know what we're talking about. I mean, I don't know about you, Dan, but I've noticed a pattern between people who don't know what they're talking about. They either keep repeating what they've already said, or they just keep going back on what they've already said and try to make up new stuff. You know what I'm saying? Whereas with this situation, the information is just that difficult to digest, as it were, kind of like a barbed wire Oreo, that it needs to be forced down you. It's not, you know, we're not trying to brainwash anybody here, ladies and gentlemen. We're simply trying to make sure that this sinks in, like a sinkhole, as it were.
It must. There simply is no choice. This battle must be won, period. And again, for anyone that chooses to turn their angst into action, we're trying to give a route to do that. In fact, what I just mentioned, the worsened effect of these radio signals and electromagnetic signals because of our metal-saturated bodies, we will be posting an article soon from Will Thomas on that issue on geoengineeringwatch.org. We are also posting some guidelines for people to help introduce this to others. And again, this is very important, Vinny. You can't just run out and for most people, if they never heard of this issue and you run up to them and point at the sky and start ranting, they're just going to shut down. But if you have something to give to them, and you know a little bit too, people need to take the time to learn somewhat of this issue, something on this issue, so that they at least have some credibility in communicating with others. But if you have a flyer, and at geoengineeringwatch.org/ADS ads, we have a number of flyers posted there people can use for examples, or they can use them as they are, and a copy of, for example, Michael Murphy's film, Why in the World Are They Spraying? And if people buy one commercial copy, again, all the proceeds go 100% to helping Michael continue his work, which is imperative. But if they have a commercial copy, they can make as many duplicates as they want. Have a flyer. Have a copy of a DVD. And when you go up to people, simply state there's massive global weather modification programs going on. The media is not disclosing this. It has huge negative effects on virtually everything. Please look and hand them the data and let them digest it at their own pace. And that's much more effective.
You know, what's interesting, Dane, is that almost word for word of what you're just saying there, without me hearing about it, that's actually word for word what I say at chemtrail protests through a 100-watt megaphone in the middle of the city to people. Please study it for yourself. There are these massive programs going on. Get the information, take a DVD, take a flyer. It's actually really stock standard stuff, isn't it? It's pretty simple. It's not that difficult to get messages out. You just need something simple to do. And what I find when you're trying to explain complicated issues, it's like if you've ever studied physics in school or anything in school, really, for that matter, you do realize straight away that you can't get it all done. You can't learn everything there is to know about a subject in the space of one lesson, can you?
Exactly.
And that's what geoengineering protesters sometimes do. They try to explain everything from point A to Z without the comprehension that you're just going to drive people into overload and they're going to switch off.
That's exactly what happens. And they need to examine data in their own comfort zone, and you know, their own home, their own office, and to have some credible data to pass on. And simply touch on the subject, not push them past the point of comfort, make it short, pass that data on. And again, that's a very small investment, 10 cents for a flyer, you know, an original DVD purchase of $19-$20 on Michael's film, which goes to helping his efforts, and then making as many duplicates as you want for 25 cents a piece or whatever. That's a small investment, and it's absolutely imperative. I've had bankers contact me, Vinny, one from Manhattan, another big one from Texas, that investment bankers, apparently lots of resources, very concerned about this issue, but can't seem to bring themselves to pry a penny loose for helping expose this. And I don't know whether they imagine they're going to take it with them or what. But I believe we're reaching the point now where crop failure and total weather cataclysm will be at a point where this issue can't be ignored any longer, and these programs will have to be exposed. I believe they will try to expose them in a manner that sells them, in the attempt to sell them as a cure for what's happening. But if enough people already know that these programs, again, are a major causal factor in these conditions unfolding to begin with, then they won't be able to put any amount of lipstick on the pig that can make it fly. So we need to get to that point.
It's a race against time, I feel, that basically we need to disclose what chemtrailing and geoengineering is before they reveal it openly to the public.
We do. It would be hugely in our favor to reach that point of critical mass before they take their spin at it with their total control of mainstream media. So we are racing that clock, but I think already, thanks to the few people there are with the courage that you have on your show to address these issues, that I think the level of awareness is actually much greater than we yet realize. And I've been contacted in the last week, scientists from three major universities, and they're not willing to go on the record yet, but they're looking. They're watching our work. They watch our site, and they're certainly getting themselves up to speed on this issue and connecting the dots now. So, and other regions of people that we're trying to access, for example, the farmers in California, Vinny, are being made to buy new farm equipment that emits less particulate matter. I spoke in front of CARB recently, California Air Quality Resources Board, and a room full of farmers, trying to convey to these farmers that they are being made the scapegoat for their minuscule amount of particulates coming out of their machinery, while this huge air quality board for the state of California is completely turning a blind eye to a source of particulate matter that's 10,000 times greater than anything these farmers could ever produce. I mean, they're literally being made to bear the burden of something that doesn't even concern them. And we're trying to reach those groups of people that are being hugely affected by these programs and helping them connect the dots. So, again, everybody can help do that in whatever region they're in and with whatever context they have, because there's the list of people they could contact is almost endless. ADD groups, Alzheimer's, autism, environmental groups.
As Bernays said, you don't need to convince the public. Just convince the doctors and the lawyers and the politicians, and they'll convince the public for you.
Exactly. Those groups should be targeted as well. And with people don't realize how much good they can do, Vinny, from their own home computer to locate these groups, get some credible data, use the term geoengineering. It's important to use that term. If people only use the term chemtrails, then, you know, that leads often to disinformation sites, and then those who are looking throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm not phobic of the term chemtrails at all, but the term geoengineering should be used as well so that people find hard science data, and that will lead to a more credible conclusion, you know. And again, semantics are important with this issue. They are absolutely important. So that's back to people boning up on this issue before they run around and rant.
Yeah, and I don't know. I find that you can do a hell of a lot of damage by going off half cocked and not really knowing entirely what you're talking about. Let's say you wind up running into a very important journalist or something like that. And I think this happened to me way back in the day when I first started going out there ranting about 9/11 and what have you. I didn't know what I was talking about at the time, and I think I wasted opportunities that if I were more well informed, I could have perhaps gotten through to these mainstream journalists. Probably not, because they're scum, but increasing the possibility, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, again, having enough knowledge to at least engage with some credibility is imperative. And others are stepping out. Again, a very courageous person from the Air Force has just done an interview with Michael Murphy. That'll be posted sometime soon. There's another interview we have of her on the geoengineeringwatch.org website. She's a 12-year U.S. Air Force veteran, an industrial hygienist. Her job was to test for toxic elements, and she has seen the actual canisters and some of the inner workings of these programs. And incredibly courageous woman, very, very bright. I've spoken to her on the phone. If we only had more like her. And in academia, again, I know a number of scientists, and only one with enough backbone to go on the record. And I think as time progresses in the coming months, I'm not talking about years or decades, in the coming months, things are unfolding so quickly, and the knowledge of this is spreading in these circles, because we send tapes to USDA, California Department of Forestry, U.S. Forest Service. I mean, we send data everywhere, and other people are doing the same. And Michael Murphy's campaign to reach weathermen, they're sending their DVDs to weathermen. I think this awareness is spreading much faster than we know, and with the climate feedback mechanisms that are virtually imploding by the day, being fueled by these programs. I mean, again, that's their method of putting out the fire, is to throw gas on it. That's the mentality of the military-industrial complex. So they've done so much damage, Vinny, that I think can't be hidden much longer, and we'll be vindicated soon enough. At great cost, I mean, we're facing a planet now that is going to be altered for probably millions of years based on what they've done already to it, but still habitable if they don't continue.
Okay. Well, let me see. What was the other thing I wanted to bring up? Yes. If people were to look for certain individuals and for you guys to contact, like you said you were trying to find weathermen and what have you, so maybe if people are listening and they have a local news station with a local weatherman and what have you, go to the website, find out who that weatherman is and his email and or his address, and maybe forward the details onto geoengineeringwatch.org, and you'll send a DVD out to them. Is that how it works, or should people just do that themselves?
With Murphy's program, this is what they're doing, I believe. And we work directly with Michael on most things, but I'm shooting from the hip on this one. But they have a program at whyintheworldarethespraying.com, where if you identify your weatherman and you purchase a tape at a discount, and they offer a discount, I think it's a substantial discount for this program, then Why in the World Are They Spraying will then take that address and mail that tape directly to this weather person with a intro notice and so forth. So it's a discounted DVD that they mail directly to a weather person. Now, that's one avenue. If there's contacts that people come up with in other arenas besides the weather, we can use those contacts, or they can send their own flaming arrow with a notice and data.
Okay. Well, see, it's a group effort, I think, and nothing's more powerful than a group of individuals that are collaborating together against a common enemy. If somebody's under a leadership branch or whatever, and they all have to do what the one person tells them, there's only that one person's effectiveness multiplied, and that's not very effective at all. We'll be right back. Dane Wigginton, geoengineeringwatch.org. Yeah, welcome back.
And no one like me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the show that's all about wigging out with Wiggington, Dane Wiggington, that is, from geoengineeringwatch.org. You know, we've only got about 12 minutes left in this broadcast, Dane. I'm just kind of curious as to your particular environmental interest in all of this. You've got a big corporate background. You don't feel in part responsible for any of this, I doubt, but I think what happens to people when they become activists, they usually get really high up in the so-called real world, and then they fall from grace, and something really shocking and disillusioning happens to them. This is your one, isn't it?
To a much lesser degree, though, Vinny. As you stated earlier, you have always kept an autonomy, and I've always wanted that as well. I left Bechdel when I was 22 years old, and I just simply, even for the short time I was in that environment, it was quite clear that morality was not a part of the equation. So I have not worked for anybody since, except myself. And that scenario, though, when you see that, even the short time I was immersed in it, I cannot imagine at the higher levels how bad it got. And being in it for any length of time, I absolutely can't imagine. And it's simply this whole structure that's causing these programs, and this connects to entities like Bechtel. It's like a cancer, each individual cell of which is only looking out for its own interest, and none of the cells cumulatively seem willing or able to consider the consequences of their combined tyranny. And so the cancer kills its host organism, and that's exactly what we're doing. It's exactly where we're headed on a track that's faster than any previous paleo event, any previous historical event based on paleo climactic data. What we're going through now is exponentially faster. So, again, people need to try to understand that geoengineering is not just another environmental issue. And it doesn't matter. I've lectured from everybody from the Tea Party to the Green Party, and all of them, once they're educated to a certain point, Vinny, realize that to be sprayed like a lab rat in some grand experiment, which we have no disclosure of, is not in anybody's interest. So I think if people consider the gravity of this issue, they will understand it supersedes everything else. As you correctly stated earlier, all these environmental groups that are simply sweeping the sidewalks while the house is burning down, they have to be made accountable that they are not addressing this issue. And it's up to all of us to do this. There's none of us that are in a position to not help with this issue. This issue has to be dealt with, or we're going to have nothing to care about in very short order. And this brings it to a primary point. Global oxygen content is plummeting. This is fact. So in addition to everything I've already mentioned, that's about as simple as it could get. No air, no life. And we are on track, Vinny, for something called Venus Syndrome. I've mentioned this in a number of other shows. I'll be doing an article on it soon. This is a scientific scenario. It is not a metaphor. The term speaks for itself. And we are on track for that scenario right now. It's happening very quickly. And if geoengineering, again, is not stopped, that's where we'll end up. So as they're affecting the entire web of life, and the boreal forests, there's most of those are in the northern latitudes, but southern latitude forests as well. You see Australia burning up. As these forests are literally droughted out, their root structure is poisoned from this bioavailable metal. They're covered with an incendiary dust, which is these metal particulates, and you have much more lightning now because the atmosphere is more conductive. All the Earth's life support systems that create oxygen, our most primary element, are being destroyed, in addition to all the other things we've already mentioned. So, again, this issue should be priority number one for anybody. I don't care what their political stripe, period.
Yeah. I also wanted to mention that the Australian bushfires were in part caused by Agenda 21 legislation that banned the collection of firewood and stopped regularly scheduled burn-offs to get rid of the kindling and what have you that's under there. And as a result of the councils doing that, passing it through legislation, they had the biggest bushfires they've ever had in their freaking life, you know. So, you know, it's a one-step, two-step, three-step. There's so many intricate connections. That's what I found very interesting about any kind of conspiracy, is that it links up with so many other aspects. Now, switching gears a little bit, I wanted to understand, where did your sense of morality come from? You know, you had it from a very early age. Did you have very moralistic parents or something of that nature?
No. You know, that's the for any of us that engage in this, I mean, whatever either triggers it in a person later in their life, or some that have, for whatever reason, been wired a certain way since they were younger, I can't answer that question. I just can't. But I believe for all of us that it's imperative we realize we're part of a whole, that if we, as said by Voltaire, that lack of concern for public affairs is to be ruled by evil men. And that's where we're at. While people are watching American Idol and eating chips and, you know, completely disconcerned about what's happening around them, keeping their head in the sand will not sustain them. It will not protect them from what's coming. Or in the words of Edmund Burke, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is to be...
it's for good men to do nothing.
Excuse me. Yeah, you know that one already. So, you know, people need to look in the mirror and decide that if they do love their children as they claim to, if they do care about their posterity, if nothing else, then it's up to everybody to get off their backsides and start to help with this issue, because time is short. It's very short, and the climate is changing radically. And even though they have these brush regulations you talked about, we have the same thing in the Northern Hemisphere also. The forest could and should be managed better. I fully agree. But the nature of what they are doing to the climate is by far the greatest factor for the amount of meltdown we see. And in fact, people don't know these kind of figures. North America lost 8 million acres to forest fires last year. Siberia lost 100 million acres, 100 million. The planet's in full-blown meltdown. And people from all sides should start to realize this. And that's not about, again, any of the environmental draconian things that have nothing to do with the real issues here, which is geoengineering, but it doesn't change that reality is occurring, and geoengineering is the single biggest causal factor. So people from all political stripes should, and better do it soon, unite on this issue, because unless this is stopped, all other points will soon be moot.
Yeah. Now, also switching gears again, I was wondering if you had any other interests. Like, what do you do on your time off? Do you discuss Freemasonry or whatever?
This is 100% of my focus. This is 100%. Vinny, I live in what was a pristine forest 10 years ago. I live on the east side of Lake Shasta. I have a large habitat preserve. It's a little less than 2,000 acres that I bled, sweat, and cried in to try to preserve, and then yet nothing I did, no amount of forest management, and I did Herculean efforts out here with a lot of funding and help from even state agencies. Nothing superseded the constant poisoning from these programs. It is, the forest is in virtual, it's heading into virtual collapse here. Plants aren't sprouting. Those that sprout don't flower. Fir trees are dying. I mean, there's nothing that can save our forests, or any for that matter, unless these programs are stopped. The ecosystem reaches a point, Vinny, where it can't take anymore, and we are at that point. We are literally at that point. I mean, this is a planetary emergency right now to stop geoengineering. And I encourage, we try to post this data on geoengineeringwatch.org. We're only about geoengineering, no politics. So the bottom line is, if any of us really want to look our children in the eyes, we better get up off our butts and start to help this issue.
You know, I think what you've got there, Dane, is a calling, something which only you in particular have this specific ability to go out and really make a difference. And I've been telling people for a long time, it matters not which issue you're covering, as long as you're trying to do one that is important to you, that actually affects others, for which you can have a profound effect on that issue. And there is no doubt, Dane, that in the issue of chemtrails and public awareness, you have had a monumentally profound effect. I want to really thank you for that. Just because of the fact that you're, well, there's just no money, and in a lot of cases, no reward when you're doing the right thing. And so many people choose to do nothing in the face of such adversity where you have not, and that's an honorable thing.
I thank you for that very, very much, Vinny, and I want to reflect that gratitude right back toward you, because without those few like you, I would be screaming in the wilderness and hearing only silence and crickets in response. And again, the gratitude I feel toward you cannot be overstated, or for having the courage to address this issue and for giving me a voice. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we're going to get you up on the archives and stuff, and frack it. We definitely want to have you back on the show soon enough. In fact, what would be good is to do a show with you and Michael Murphy, perhaps. And because I really like to have roundtables with like minds, because the conversations get a lot friendlier, and through friendliness, you get a hell of a lot accomplished, I think.
Well, it would be an honor at any point, and I would always make my schedule fit any show that you have. And if ever the opportunity presents itself to, on a more adversarial side, to debate anyone on the air, fact for fact, on this issue, I would embrace that. As of yet, I have never had a response to that.
You know what? I think I might take the Pepsi challenge on that and try and get some scumbag from New Zealand to debate you. Be classic.
I'm ready.
All right. Ready, willing, ready, wigging, and able. Dane Wigginton, ladies and gentlemen, from geoengineeringwatch.org. And by the way, if you're listening to this broadcast and you have not yet seen the two documentaries by Michael Murphy, Why in the World Are They Spraying? And What in the World Are They Spraying? As Dane says, get off your ass now. There is no option left. Stop ignoring it. Stop sitting back. Get yourself informed and start to try and wake up other people. There is no issue as important as this, even your own life. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you take it seriously.